Rami calls Kibud Av V'Em Chamura Mina Chamuros. Okay, so Kamitzvos Aval Abein Lamed Abeis. So my Kamitzvos Aval Abein. So you name a called Mitzvos Chay Va'Aval Miyavad the Bray. So Nashim Chayavos. So Tanya Av Chay Bivno. We said yesterday Lamulo Liftoso etc. Avivin Imalo. The first three Mido Raisa clearly. Lamulo Liftoso Lamdo Torah. Then we saw probably not the Raisa on the rest of them. Lasio Isha. Was pasuk in Yirmiyah, ulamdo umnus, lashito benar. That was chiyusei esvara. We talked yesterday about the outer boundaries of that. Okay, so Amar of Yehuda Hachi Kamer Kol Mitzvos Ha'av, who would tell us alaben lasos laviv echad anashim veechad nashim chayavim. Tanid lahad hadru rabbanan. Pasuk says ish imo veaviv tirau ish sheni ala ish isha minayin. Shomer tiro orei kan shnayim. We can't tell him a tumble ish. So ish sipek biyadolasos. Isha in sipek biyadolasos. Mibnesha reshus acherim aleha. Rashi, reshus acherim. Baila. All right. So we had pointed out earlier in the week that if you look in the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos, it sounds much more like hutra than dechuya. Almost. Once she's married, it's like we release her of the obligations in a more total sense. Let's go back and read that line in the Rambam. Pirush HaMishnayos. I read it slowly. Elim ha'isa ha'isha bulas baal. She'ein chiyuv aleha mitoras hakavod elamash efsher biyadolasos mipnei iske baila mechuyavin la mitoras hazivug lefi mashen isbar b'ksuvos. Again, the critical words: ein chiyuv aleha mitoras hakavod. Nothing changes in terms of mora kavod. Sounds like it's removed. Now, the Bali Atosus say the Afogav Demaisia Dela Baila Midurabanan Bialma. So wait a second, if she's really Mechuyabes Midoraisa, so her obligations to her husband, because let's be clear, sounds like Kavod Machil Mashka Malbish Mechasa Motziu Machnes. It's a strong financial component. So shouldn't that take priority over whatever she owes her husband? So then, Tosfos says, "Mikol makom ena mitzuya eitzel avia, ela eitzel baila." So Tosfos says, "No, it's not about the conflict between the chiyuv d'arayis and the chiyuv d'rabbanan, but it simply means that as a practical matter, she's not going to be around. Ena mitzuya eitzel avia. So even if the primary financial obligation." Generally speaking, we use the assets of the parents, Mishalav, but if they don't have, so then we go Mishal Ben. So even if her obligations to her parents are Doraisa, and obligation to the husband's only Dindarabana, and you can contract against it, she could keep her Masi Adayim, he could be released of the Chi of Mizonos, right? That's what we normally trade Mizonos for Masi Adayim. So Tosfos says, it says Rishus Acher Malah, it's more of a practical matter. So, what I want to be most of here is now you see it's a machlokas rishonim between the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos and Tosfos. So what we mean when we say Rishos Acher Malah, Rambam said Hutra. Right? Sounds like she's really not Mechuyavas in Kavod anymore to the same degree. Anytime there's an area of conflict, we simply release her of the obligation. Tosfos is saying Dechuya. Let's say she lived close to her parents. Think the obligations would still be there. So there's a major machlokas, rishonim. All kinds of practical nafkamin. I'll give you another one. This one I got from Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal in a different context. It says, Isha should do ratzon baila. So he used to like to point out, he even did his own writing, let's say ratzon baila is for her to make up her own mind. She's a person too. So Rishus Acherim Aleha. Let's say somebody marries a woman and says, you know what my Rishus is? My domain? You should be the Mechabedes Avim par excellence. Live right next door. You'll be available all the time. I release you from any conflicts. Okay? Tosos would say, she's Mechuyebes the same way. The Rama might say, no, she's a Bulas Baal. So then Hutra. Could be. So this is a major topic in the Lamdas. Amar Vidi Baravin Amarav Nisgarsha Shneem Shavit. That line itself, that can't be Machria either way. Because even if it were Hutra, it'd still be Choser Vineyer to come back upon divorce. Tanu Rabbanan. Nemar Kavides Avi Chavesimecha, Nemar Kavides Hashem Beonecha. Hishra Kasav, Kibbut Avim, the Kibbut Amakom. Nemar Ishim Obavim Tirao. Venemar Hashem Elkech Tachat Tirao Veoso Sabbat. Hishra Kasav, Moras Avim, Moras Amakom. Nemar Mekalavi Vima Mosumas, Venemar Ishki Kalel Olav, Nasachato. Hishra Kasav, Birkas Avim, Birkas Amakom. Haka, okay, the Gemara says, Vada Yesher, God is non corporeal. Vichain Bedin, Sheshloshtan, Shutvin Bo. It's Gemara Nida, Lamin Aleph. Rashi quotes it, Mefarish Braisim, Asachta Nida, Ish Mazria, Lovin Shabo, Isha Mazras, Odem Shabo, Kadish Baruchu, Nofech, Moneshama, Mara Ayun, Ishmias, Ozen, Vidibor. All right. The Rambam and Hilchos Mamrim, where he presents all of the halachos of Kibbut Av V'Eim. So the Rambam begins with this halacha. With Kibbut Av V'Eim, the Rambam writes there, he starts with language, mitzvahs aseh gedola. Hishva osar akasuv lichvodo ulemorao. Beinad lamakom component. Again, that's all I used to say. We'll see a continuation. There are many supporting ideas in the Gemara that these are not just isolated comparisons. But your parents are the representatives of the Ribono Shel Olam in your house. He used the term plenipotentiary. Better than representative, but same idea. Tana Rabbanan Shlosh Shutvin Bo. Sometimes a mother is a little softer. Should be a balance, a natural inclination is for the father to be a little harder. So, ben karoch etzel imo. V'galiv yadulim yishamar v'ayilam sheben misyarim yaviv yosrim imo. Mibnei shemalam do Torah. It's an interesting reason. So that relationship generates a little bit of distance, of yira. V'fika achiknim kadosh baruch hu mora ha'em ha'morahav. Tani tanya kami d'rav Nachman. Bizman shodim etzaras aviv es imo amir kadosh baruch hu. Yofa Asisi Shalodarati Benehem Shalmali Darati Benehem Tsiaruni causes tsar to Hashem when people don't demonstrate Kibbut Av V'Eim. So the Yerushalmi that's quoted by Tosfos, it goes beyond the Bavli. The Bavli says a pattern of kavod and mora is Sirklava. The way that we relate to our parents is patterned after the way that we relate to Hashem. Yerushalmi goes further. Dorish meonecha, kemo mechonecha. Mashma shehik v'kadosh baruch hu kibbut av v'eim yoser mikvodo. Shebechvodo omer kabedes Hashem mechonecha. Dahaynu mechoncha, whatever he gave you. Mimashma mimasha chanenecha. Kelomer miyesh lo mamon chayivim lav potter. You know your principles by Doraisas. Hamevazvez al yevazvez yoser mechomish. Kibbut Av V'Eim, Nemar, kabed es avicha vesimecha, ma'ashva ben sheyesh l'mama ben she'en lo. V'hecha delei slei, chayev lachzer l'psachem, lazun es avi vesima. It's not required. You don't have to be chozer l'psachem for mitzvos. Ner Shabbos is an exception. Ner Chanukah is an exception. Maybe Dalet Kosos. The Machlokas Rishonim is that a Chovas HaTzibur, the Chova of the Gaboim, or is the Chova on the Ani? Very few mitzvos. Machzis HaShekel. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kolo Over Avera B'Seser, this idea of causing pain to the Shechina, the connection, Kilu Dochek Ragle Shechina. Because you're saying, I don't care if people should see me. Shenamar kol amar Hashem Hashemayim kisi aretz adom rakla. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi also let them shehalei charba ambas bekomas kufa. Also, disregarding the presence of Hashem, shenamar malochol aretz kevod. Ravuna b'reid Rabbi Yeshua lo mizgi arba ambas begilei rosh amar shechila malam miroshi. Back to Kibbutz Rabin. So Shaul ben Almana Achas, father is no longer living, it's Rabbi Lazar, abom rishkini mayim, Imo meres ishkini mayim, eze mehen koda. So Amar lei, hana chor imecha, v'ase kod avicha, sh'ata v'imecha, chayavim b'chor avicha. A woman is obligated in certain kavod to the husband. So he asked the same question of Rabbi Yeshua, b'ali de Rabbi Yeshua, amar lo, kach amar lo, Rabbi. This is the answer that was given to me, b'nizgar shamal. But what happens if she's no longer mechuyaves? In Kavod HaBaal, they're no longer married, or maybe they were never married. Or maybe, we dealt with this earlier this year, we talked about the Pesachei Tshuva, Neshach. Well, let's say, again, you have a conflict between Kibbutz Av and Kibbutz Eim, but it's Kibbutz Av La'achar Misa versus Kibbutz Eim Mechayim, one of the parties alive. It's Tshuva, but no Debihuda about that we saw. So, Rabbi Yeshua says, "Mi ben risei necha nikar sheben almana ata." I see that it's a theoretical question for you, or largely theoretical question. But hatel and mayim besafal v'kiakela and gitar nigol. So, if it's really all else equal, you just have to put the water down in front of them and excuse yourself. Meiri says, "Ein mavir nala mitzvos." Remember, he says, whichever one you come to first, that's the one that you should do. It's Rabbeinu Yeruchim who said, "La'ezim ham sheyir tzayaktim." You could do whatever you want. But the Beis Yosef quotes exact opposite of that, and he says, "La'ezim ham sheyir tzayaktim." Then you're privileging one over the other. The whole point is that you can't. You just have to put the water down in front of them. It should be totally equal. Okay. A few important points here in Tosos. Tosos says, "Kola over aver b'seiser kilo dochek ragle shchina." So Tosos says, "Hainu dematzi chayef li yitzrei chedemuchach per kama de chagiga." So Tosos says, the assumption of our Gemara is talking about a situation where you could have demonstrated the gevura to hold yourself back, but Gemara, the Tosfos is citing, says, what does a person do? Mitzrom is gabrilo. They're going to sit. So the Gemara says, in such a situation, a person should be love shchorim, misatev shchorim, and go to a different makom, not to be mechal shem shemayim befarhesia. That's an interesting point. So Tosfos says, in some sense, theologically, it's worse doing avera b'seiser, because what are you saying? Kadosh Baruch Hu is not here. But if a person has made the cheshbon and says, "I can't control myself," but I'd rather not make a chil Hashem, so that already is something. Yeah. Okay. So Darash Ula, Rabba Pischa Devei Nesia, Mai Dechsev, Yaducha Hashem Kol Malcha Eretz, Kishamu Imrei Ficha. Imrei Ficha. So, Ma Mar Ficha L'Nemar L'Imrei Ficha. Multiple, plural. B'shash Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Anochi Lo Yelech Amar Umo Se'olam Chod Atzmo Darish. It's all about him. It's a narcissist. Kevan Shamar Kabedes Avicha V'Simecha Chazur V'Hodu L'Mamaris HaRishonos. They saw he wasn't only out for his own cover. Rav Amar Mihacha Rosh Tevarcha Emes. But Rosh Tevarcha V'Lo Sof Tevaracha Elam Yisof Tevaracha Nikar She Rosh Tevarcha Emes. They saw that it was part of a system. So, Boy Minei Ravulat, Heichan Kibbut Aveim, what are the outer boundaries? Samalam Tsuru, Ma'asal, Vidikochavim Echad, Vashkum, Damanu, Sina bin Shmo, Pamachas, Bikshu Chamim, Pragmatia, Bishishim Ribo, Skar, big contract, Vayam Avteach, Munach, Tachas, Mirashosav, Shalavi, Velot Ziaro, Gezel Shena. Wasn't going to disturb his father for any money in the world. Okay. L'shana Acheres. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Shalom Yisrael B'lazar Adheichan Kibud Aveim. Amar Lam Tsuru Masa Ovi Kochavim Echad Avi Ba'ashkon. Damar Nisina Shmo. Bikshimenu Chacham Avanim La'efod B'shishim Ribo Schar. Rav Kaina Masni Bishmonim Rebo, Vayamavteach Munach Tachas Reshosav Shalavi Lotziaro. Shana Acheres Nasan Kadosh Baruch Hu Scharish Nodul Paraduma Beedro. It's a pasuk says, Zman Yerichun Yamecha, Uman Yitavlach. Scharish Olam Hazeh. So Nichlasu Chachmei Yisrael Etzel Amar Lahem Yodeani Bachem. He's a very honest person. Shani Mevakesh Mikem Kol Mamon Sheba Olam Atem Nosti Li. For Paraduma I could charge you whatever. Because he's saying, I realize why a Parah Aduma was born into my flock. So Rabbi Chanina was very impressed. Non-Jew is not formally obligated. If this is the schar that was given to Dama ben Nisina, how much more could we expect if we're commanded? Okay, so what's the basis of this? Gadol mitzuva be'osa. Rashi often likes to quote Shalibo Nokfo, that a person has a certain yetzer hara against authority. Toso says here, near the hundred time of the Misha mitzuva osa adif l'misha doegu mitzdar yoser penyavor. Similar to the Libo Nokvo, Mishen Mitzuvah Sheishol Pas Pesalo Shem Yirtze Yaniach. There's not as much pressure. Okay. So Amar of Yosef, Rav Yosef was not able to see. I used to think, Man Davar Li Halacha, that the Halacha is in accordance with the view that maintains that I, as a Sagi Nahor, I'm not obligated in mitzvos. Have mina man davar mli alacha ki Rabbi Yehuda Amar Subam Pater mina mitzvos habina yom etav l'rabbanan. Be wonderful, because here I am demanding more of myself than the Torah requires. Daha lo mifkidna v'havidna. But hashta tashamis l'adam Rabbi Chani gadol mitzvah osa yom yisrim yishenu mitzvah osa adraba. Man davar mli da ain alacha Rabbi Yehuda habina yom etav l'rabbanan. Now I realize that I was wrong. And what I should really be hoping for is that I am mitzuvah ve'osa, gadol misha mitzuvah ve'osa. All right. So now we come to a famous sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam looked at this gemara and said, "Look, originally Rabbi Yosef, who couldn't see, was saying, you know, my initial assumption before I heard this beautiful maimer of Rabbi Chanina would be better if I was doing things I wasn't obligated to do. Now I realize." The way that the halachic system works is do your job. You can worry about volunteering after that. The biggest thing is to do haniglos lanu l'manedo ad olam lasos is called divrei ha-torezos. So Rabbeinu Tam says, wait a second. That must mean that even when a person isn't obligated to do a mitzvah, they get to make a bracha. Because otherwise, how could Rav Yosef possibly have thought it would be better not to be obligated? he would have been deprived of brachos his entire life. And on that basis, Rabbeinu Tam concludes, you see how much Rabbeinu Tam loved brachos. How could a person have been so happy to do a mitzvah if he didn't get to make a bracha? Chavivos of brachos. So that's what led Rabbeinu Tam to his very famous conclusion that Nashim are mevarachos on mitzvah saseh, shasman gram, against the Rambam. Mikan, medaktik Rabbeinu Tam, says Tosos, Nashim mevarachos on mitzvah saseh, shasman gram, avagav dipturis lagamre. It's not even like a tanem. Can buch parak misha meso. Mikol makol michos and levarich. Vein kam mishum losisa shemol hashav. Mishum levarchos brach shenetzri. Chadi lav hachi. Eichi samach Rav Yosef. Velo mafsid kol abrachos kulan. Okay. We Ashkenazim basically follow this view. Nashim levarchos. Okay. So, what does it come down to? So, Gavi, we were talking about this with Tversky a few weeks ago, that there's a fundamental chakira in the sugya of losisa. So, what is the mechayev of losisa? So, one perspective is, if I am not outright obligated to use a Shem Hashem, I may not use a Shem Hashem. The matir, as I like to say it, is the mechayev. Only an outright chiyuv to say Shem Hashem, bracha, shvua, whatever it is, allows me to do so. The other perspective is losisa, is you can't use Hashem's name in a flippant way. But in the context of a bracha, even if you personally haven't been obligated, neither midaraisa nor midaravana. Not even talking about a child where there's a din of chinuch. But nonetheless, Klal Yisrael was given the mitzvah of Dalad Minim. Klal Yisrael was given the mitzvah of Sukkah. Klal Yisrael was given the mitzvah of Shofar. So, a woman who wants to take on these mitzvos, or in theory, the less in practice, tzitzis or tefillin as well, she would say a bracha. That's a sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. That's the way it's quoted. Now, again, tzitzis and tefillin, there are other issues. It's not the minhag, issues of yo'ara. It shouldn't be done. But in principle, were it done, it would be no different than sukkah, shofar, and lulav. It's not a violation of losis. Okay. Chiyosim Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Samar Pamachas Hayalavush Sirkon Shulzov Ayoshev Ben Gedoli Romi Ubosa Imo Ukirato Mimenu Vitofchalo Al Rosho ripped his clothes, smacked his head, Yorkalo Bifanov spit in his face. Velohi chlima. He didn't respond. Again, we don't define who this was. Rashi says it must have been Dama ben Asina. Tosa says Yesh medrash haisa miturefes midaita. Major topic in practical halacha. How to treat a mentally ill parent. So the Rambam was very impressed by this Gemara. And the Rambam says, Yishtok v'yifached mimelech malche hamlochim shetzivo bekach. You fall back on the din d'oraisa, on the fact that this came from Hashem. And the Rambam says, she'ilu melech basar v'dam. If a human king had told you, you have to be mechabe this person, and then somebody, that person did even worse to you. The Rambam says, quote, Lo haya yachol lefarches badavar. You would have no right to do anything. And you would realize, okay, the king told me I have to be mechabe this person, even though they're tearing my clothes and throwing my water into the sea and they're throwing my money into the sea. And debasing. Enu yachol lefarches badavar. So Kal v'chomer, Melech Malchei Hamlach. Okay. Very good. So, one last halacha. And this is maybe the most essential one of all. Tani Avimi Breda Rabbi Vo, Yesh Machilov, Pisioni Vitardom, in Olam Vish Matchina Berechayim, Umivio, Lechayu Lamaba. Everything is relative. A person could feed their parents the finest delicacies and get no credit for the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. And a person could force their parents to work grinding millstones and get credit for the greatest key in the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. Says Rashi. Of Chashev. It means Slav. She Yared V'Midbar. Tardim in Olam Shenena Shalav Shemar Lo Tzara Zayin Al Sudasu. B'yesh Matchina Berichayim Shimalach of Kasha Mevi Olach Hayalam Abba. Shemechabdo B'dvaro Dvarim Tov Minichumim Amalach Amatila B'lashon Raka. Mar Lo Tzara Chasham Hashen Yichol Nisparnis Ala B'yi Azol. He explains that they're going to starve. In Yerushalmi it goes even further. Garas Maisa B'shnayim How do you find such delicacies for me? Says, Dad, stop talking to me. Just eat your meal. Leave me alone. So you're degrading to your father. You'll take over the millstone. I'm not going to put you in a life-threatening situation. So he puts his body on the line for his father. Tosos quotes the Yerushalmi as well. That is to say that Kibud Av V'Em, like the mitzvah of tzedakah, is all relative. It's relative very much to situation. So a person could force their father, quote unquote, to do things that are objectively extremely painful, but it's in the father's best interest. You saved your father from prison. You saved your father from the Avodas HaMelech. In modern terms, person could compel their parent to undergo a surgery and save their parent's life. Incredible. Kibud Av V'Em. And meidach kisa, a person could give their parents $1 million a year, but humiliate them and denigrate them and make them feel badly, with no credit for the mitzvah at all. It's like the Rambam said in the Pirush HaMishnayos, Machil u'mashka, malbish u'machasa, motzi u'machnes. These are just Rashi Prakim. They're examples. But the essence of Kibud Av V'Em is to show love and reverence. The application could be, okay, you're going to work in the mill. That way they're not going to take you away to prison if you, or seize you for forced labor. If you're here working in the mill, so do it right now. So it could literally be, it could be very extreme, the applications. But it gets to the point. Are you taking care of your parents or not? And as we know, to take care of somebody in a physical sense, but to denigrate them emotionally, just like the halachas in Matnos Aniyim, the Rambam says, a person could give an ani, elef zehuvim, but if panav kivushin mekarka, and they make the ani feel small, you get no credit for mitzvah tzedakah. And the opposite, if you give them nothing, but ulaven shinayim echalav, you smile and you are, as the Rambam says, av ben berachamim ben midvarim. So your mizbarech biyud aleph brachos, not just b'sheish brachos. I know saying prutalani mizbarech b'sheish brachos, but if you give divrei tanchumin to an ani, mizbarech biyud aleph brachos. Okay, so Kibud Av V'Em is the same halacha. All right, so we'll hold it up there. Pick it up next week, starting Lamed Aleph from the base. Okay. Be safe, okay? Feel well.
Of course. Rebbe as well.
As always, thank you so much. Have a good night.